Andrew Hastie is the Shadow Minister for Industry and Sovereign Capability. Andrew Hastie, thanks for joining me again in the studio.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be with you, Sally.
In June, you signed a letter alongside a number of Coalition MPs and former Prime Minister John Howard urging the Prime Minister to strengthen the government's proposed gambling law reforms, including consideration of a national regulator. The Coalition has agreed to pass the government's bill with some amendments. Are you disappointed that a national regulator isn't there?
Look, I think we've landed in the right spot. Politics is the art of the possible, and we wanted to improve the government's bill. And we've done a lot of work. Angus Taylor, Sarah Henderson, and other members like Simon Kennedy have really advocated strongly for reforms and amendments to the bill. And I think we've struck the right balance. There's always more you can do. But in the end, I think we're trying to work in the interests of the Australian people. And we've made some good progress.
Your Coalition colleague, Andrew Wallace, has described parts of these new proposed laws as like putting Dracula in charge of the blood bank, particularly with gambling companies identifying at-risk gamblers. What do you think of that comment?
Oh, Andrew is entitled to his point of view. He obviously holds strong views. I respect them. And I respect his decision to vote the way he did yesterday.
On the NDIS, the Coalition has also negotiated amendments in return for supporting the government's sweeping changes to the National Disability Insurance Scheme and on the so-called widow's tax. Do you think cooperation between the major parties is a good thing, or does the Coalition need to carve out sharper differences with Labor at a time when One Nation is rising?
Look, NDIS is a system that needs fixing, and the government has identified savings of up to $38 billion over the forward estimates. We think it's a really important thing to do because under Labor, the NDIS has blown out. There's a lot of waste and fraud, and we believe that the NDIS should be sustainable, that it should be affordable, and it should be targeted so that people in the greatest need are served by it. And that's why we've supported the government with their amendments, particularly focusing on some of the fraudulent behaviour. But this is the thing with opposition. We're not the party who says no to everything. We want to work constructively in the national interest. And on this reform, I think it was the right thing to do.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the Shadow Minister for Industry and Sovereign Capability, Andrew Hastie. On a couple of other issues, the Veterans Affairs Minister, Matt Keogh, was pushed in question time yesterday over the way he handled meetings with a group of veterans. In your view, does he have any further questions to answer about that?
Look, I think the allied health cap of $5,000 per person is in breach of the Veterans Covenant. It was not a recommendation of the Royal Commission. I think it's really important that we do look after our veterans. And we had a group of veterans come to Parliament to advocate on this very issue. And I think it was an oversight of Minister Keogh not to meet with them. We used question time to elevate that. And he has met with them. But we certainly think the government needs to change their position on this.
How important is it to get that right?
I think it's really important. I mentioned the covenant with our veterans. The covenant is that the Australian people look after our veterans after they've served our country. And I think this allied health cap is a signal to them that we're not taking it as seriously as we should. And that's a problem for Matt Keogh, and he needs to explain the position more clearly.
Let's talk about One Nation, particularly in Western Australia. Are you feeling the pressure from that party at the moment?
Look, I love pressure, Sally. I wouldn't be in this job if I didn't. I also love a fight, and I know people like James Ashby are coming for me. He's got his orders from above, and I'm going to hold my seat because I believe I'm the best person to deliver for the people of Canning, as I have over the last 11 years. Will it be a tough fight? Absolutely. Is it dirty and nasty? Yes, it is.
In what way is it dirty and nasty?
I think, you know, the way things have been done online over the last couple of months, I think it's pretty obvious.
You had concerns for your safety during some of that?
I've had some pretty strong messages sent to me, to my staff and so on. And that's why I've been identified for upgrades for security for my family home and my office. But that's not going to deter me. I believe that I'm the best representative for Canning. I love my community. I live there. And I've got plenty of work to do in the Parliament.
So you were talking a few minutes ago about the Coalition being constructive. What kind of line do you walk here between being constructive but also pushing back against parties like One Nation?
Well, I think we've got to focus on who we are as Liberals, and this is what we're doing. We've got a plan. We're talking about it. It's lower taxes, cheaper power. It's cutting migration, building more homes, and then putting Australians first. We've got a sovereign wealth fund that we're going to set up using windfall profits from the resources sector and put that towards nation-building infrastructure. So we have a plan, and we're going to keep talking about that plan. We're not going to be distracted by One Nation or Labor. We're going to talk about who we are, what we believe, and what our plan is to make Australia more secure and prosperous.
Does that place any pressure on the Coalition to release policies sooner than the cusp of the election, given that One Nation is talking about all sorts of issues from one day to the next at the moment?
Well, it's not a thought bubble race on X with Pauline Hanson. We want to make sure that our policies are costed and modelled and are responsible. It's very easy to get a sugar hit in the headlines, but we're doing the hard work. And on the question of tobacco, for example, Mary Aldred, the member for Monash, and Senator Richard Colbeck have done some excellent work on...
But One Nation were ahead of them out public with that.
Sure. You know, they put a post out on X and they got the headlines. But in June, Pauline Hanson was saying that she was going to cut tobacco excise by 50%. Yesterday, 2 months later, it was 75%. Well, where's the work? Where's the modelling? When it comes to tobacco, we believe that it's a two-pronged approach. It's a law and order issue. We're either going to have a tobacco industry governed by the rule of law, or we're going to have a tobacco industry run by criminal gangs. We believe it should be governed by the rule of law. And then when you look at the economics of it, we believe excise is too high. Economics is about trade-off. We want to get it to a point where tobacco products are affordable for regular Australians and kill the incentive to go to the black market.
So if, understanding you clearly, you're talking more about having modelled, thought through, considered policies rather than, I think you were saying, a thought bubble race. Is that where you're coming from?
Yeah, it's not a thought bubble race on X. Anyone can post on X, but you actually have to do the work behind the policies. You've got to model the policy, you've got to cost the policy, and you've got to then sell the policy. So that's what we're in the winter now, and we're working hard on a whole range of policies, and that'll be part of our plan that we put to the people at the next election.
So what did you make then of your shadow frontbench colleague Andrew Bragg last week making a wide-ranging speech? Were they costed and modelled policies, or were they thought bubbles or thought bubble adjacent?
Look, Andrew Bragg said what he said last week. We dealt with it last week. I had a chat to Andrew on Thursday night. There's no issue there. We're moving on. And Andrew,
is that the way to go about it?
Well, Andrew said some good stuff in that speech. But yes, we are focused on working together as a team and being deliberate in our policy release.
What did you say to him? Did you ask him not to do that again?
Oh, we're friends. We had a good old chat. And he got plenty of feedback in the media. You know, I'm not someone who briefs against people. We had a frank and open chat.
Was it a mistake to be so wide-ranging for Andrew Bragg last week?
That's a question for Andrew.
What do you think?
Well, it's last week. I mean, we're Wednesday of a second sitting week. I went home for the weekend very briefly. I'm trying to remember what I did. Things move pretty quick in politics.
Andrew Hastie, thanks so much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thanks, Sally.